You're listening to the Sans Pants Network,
home of comedy,
culture, adventures,
and ghosts.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Shut Up a Second, my last ever Shut Up a Second until I inevitably come back as a guest. I'm Jackson Bailey.
I'm Zoe B.
And I'm Joel Dusha, and I'd just like to say, good.
We're pro this.
Yeah, it's about time I fucked right off.
Yeah, big time.
That's right. This is my last ever episode. Hayden just waved at me from outside. We're doing a little something a little different today.
We're doing a good episode for once.
Yeah, yeah. We got the Ridge Tridge back.
Exactly. The Ridge Tridge.
We're going to feeling better than ever. Dusha is all smiles.
We're going to start with the original trilogy. Yeah. And then
the original Trigidal.
The original Trigidal.
Every single time. It hasn't been said for 5 years. Yeah, at the moment someone bust out a Ridge Tridge, my soul went straight to hell, as is tradition. What are you fucking saying, Jackson?
And then as we move on through the episode, a lot of them just left the building to go get food. But the intent is to sub people out as they joined the show over the years.
More importantly, as we left the show. I don't remember a funeral episode for me when I was the first member of Shut Up a Second to leave.
Yeah, I've actually never left. So I don't know why I'm hosting this show.
Well, I mean, you still pop up.
Yeah, yeah, I guess.
Anyway, what's today's topic?
Today's topic is Jackson Bailey's going home. I'm leaving Shut Up.
Okay, so yeah. Obviously we've been to Jackson's family home, Zoe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And but our listeners obviously haven't.
Yeah.
And I need you to cast aside what his family home actually looks like.
Yeah. So when not you a know, garage.
Yeah. When yeah. you know, like you know the man, Jackson Bailey.
Yeah.
Where what would you imagine his home to look like?
Yeah.
Train tracks.
Train tracks. That's a good one.
Am I tied to them like a damsel in distress?
No. You're riding the rails like the homeless.
Oh yes.
The old timey homeless man I imagine you to be.
That's really my dream. I think to be riding the rails, to be finding myself at like a train station that has like a bull in it. You know how they used to have bulls in them or whatever, and then getting gored by a bull. And yeah.
It's good. Sometimes it's good to have like mundane dreams.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mine is to be homeless.
Yeah.
No, I get it. Cause I often dream about being just like a waitress in a diner that like is like on a highway.
Yes. Oh yeah.
Hey, hon, can I get some more coffee? Thank you so much. You've been great.
You're way too nervous.
I got chased by dogs.
You're like, as you're saying that, the dogs are coming out the window.
Hun, hurry up. How's that coffee going along?
You have to stop and have a cup of joe. That's fair enough. You need your energy.
I got to keep running.
The dogs are coming.
Here's a little thing I'm going to let you, because I want to keep discussing what people think Jackson's house looks like. Because to me, it's a barrel in the sea.
Good.
There's all of it.
Is it all for my legs or
the water to get in?
There's like a
idiot.
Cork hole, and you've put a cork in it. But there's all
yeah.
So what I've done is we are obviously recording at the studio, and all of our friends that did the opposite of what you wanted them to do, they just left.
Yeah.
So what I've done, and I hope that they bring it up in episode.
Yeah.
Is I've paired my phone to the kitchen display.
Oh.
And when they come back in, I'm going to play Imagine by John Lennon. And they're going to be confused because they'll forget that I can do that. Like, so I hope they bring it up.
Why did that happen? What went on?
Let me tell you, it's going to be loud.
It's probably worth talking about last episode of Shut Up a Second, about the beginning of Shut Up a Second, right?
Yeah.
Where we were like, let's start a podcast network. And I was like, what about a show?
We didn't even start a network. We were like, let's just do a podcast.
Yeah. And it was like, what about if we just talked about stuff?
Like, great pitch.
No, because in all fairness, it was 2011 and those didn't exist.
There weren't that many podcasts that were just cunts saying whatever.
Well, see, I think the thing is, and this is funny with Shut Up a Second, because it's lost this.
Yeah.
Is that originally it tried to pass off as an interesting show. Because you'd learn things.
That's true. You're right. Absolutely. That was kind of the beginning of the pitch. It was like, hey, it's silly. It's edutainment.
Yeah.
But then it went.
We did use the word edutainment quite a bit.
Yeah, but
did
what's
we?
Yeah, I remember you.
Why did I sign on for that?
It was Hammer's favorite word.
But what
he was
what
a teacher. He was probably like, "Yeah, I can play it for my students. Yeah. What's but they can learn about puberty and fish and
cowboys,
sitting on a chair backwards.
I also think it's very funny when you listen to the first couple episodes and it's like, we thought we had something of worth to say.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, absolutely. And I sound like a little British boy for some reason.
I'm like so ready.
Hello, I'm Jackson B. Bailey.
Hey, welcome to this week's episode of Shut Up a Second.
I should probably do this whole episode, this just specifically with the three of us, in my old British Jackson voice, where I used to sound like that. Why did I sound like that?
You
That's not what I sound
your
like.
Best. Oh, what's his
trying
name?
To get fucking cast for Doctor Who?
Yeah, yeah. That's I dressed like Doctor Who back
you
then
did
too.
Dress like Doctor Who.
It was horrible. It was a
and
bad time.
People
in my
were
life.
Saying Doctor Who.
He's and I was right like, no, that's here. Jackson.
You weren't in the first episode, obviously, because you knew you had dental surgery.
Yeah, I think I was at the. Zammit says I was at the dentist.
Yeah,
but I can't remember what I was actually doing.
That's fair.
I had a girlfriend at that time. Who knows? What
I hope
up
you
to.
Were just lying to us. You weren't at the dentist. You could have
been fingering.
You were fingering. Yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
And we were all teenagers at the time, so that was like a big deal.
Yeah, yeah. I remember. Well, yeah, we were like 1920, something like that.
Yeah, I would have only. I would have only just been like, as in like almost 20.
Yeah. I remember I as well, the puberty was like semi-scripted. We were like, oh, we'll have these bits. And then it finished in like 10 minutes because we hadn't thought about how long an episode should go for.
Yeah, puberty.
And then we just started goofing. And that was, we were like, oh, what if the show was stupid?
And then I wrote in for episode 2, a topic that I don't remember.
Me neither.
That was my first episode. Memorable.
Yeah.
I'm shrugging.
Big bits I remember from the early seasons are laughing at that woman that fell out of a plane and then got hit by a car.
Yeah. No, she got hit by an ambulance and it's still funny. Yeah. She survives a plane crash and that's in death.
Yeah, yeah.
She survives a plane crash. And when we recorded that time, I was like, I don't know if we should.
Yeah, is that a bit? And we're like, no, it's funny.
I'm like, cry laughing. She's so, so funny.
I also remember coming
survive
up with.
Survive a plane crash.
To get hit by the thing that's meant to help you. Yeah. That's funny.
It's good.
I also remember in the episode, it might have been called Monsters or something, Zoe coming up with an animal that's a pig with a snake attached to it that then eats and kills the pig. That's pretty funny.
That is pretty funny. This is one of, because there was a couple of reoccurring guests in the first season. There was one episode, Skeletons, I think.
Yeah.
And I pitched my perfect body, which is no bones. I live under the fridge and I got a ball sack on my head. Everyone just went back into the kitchen, so I want to press play now.
Okay, here we go. It's John Lennon's Imagine.
Pick the cover.
Yeah.
You pick the celebrity cover.
Because look, it's still playing, so they haven't figured out what's going on yet. Because I'll get it, like, because it's my Spotify.
You'll know when they stop.
Yeah, when they stop it.
Maybe they won't. Maybe they'll be like, I love John Lennon's Imagine. It would be interesting, I think, we shut up a second, because there are, what, 440 episodes or
some insane
fucking
number.
Garbage. Yeah. To be able to see how many bits we reuse, because I'm sure we do it.
Just
saying horses and laughing.
Yeah. Like,
did,
it also,
did you mean horse?
I didn't mean horse. I had a similar experience of that recently where someone else was like, you met horse, Jackson. I was like, no, I fucking didn't.
You did.
I never meant horse. No, because I think you losing bones is a bit that's come up multiple times.
They stopped it.
They figured it out. You've said that you wish you were just skin.
Yeah.
Or I guess the idea of someone just being skin is funny. So we've gone back to it again and again and again. It's been 10 years, which is pretty fucked up.
Yeah.
That's a long time to do. I mean, that's why I'm leaving.
I connected to a different speaker and started playing the same song again.
Good.
Okay, let's read out some goodbyes that people have said on the Discord. A lot of people just said, see you, cunt, which is good. That's from Quiet Root. All right, Jackson, cunt, see you on the flip side. A lot of people say, so Kit KHY guy, Gemma Shine, Noik Noik, they all talk about how long they've been listening and how many of them started at like 13 and are now 21.
It's insane to think of this as a show you listen to as a teenager.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Because like we were never appropriate.
No,
ever.
No. It's not like it was any point where this was like, well, here's an interesting question. Do you think that this is more appropriate now for teens or people our age?
That's a tough one. No, I think for teens.
Yeah.
I get along with teenagers quite well.
Okay.
cool flex.
Fucking yeah.
Your late 20s, getting along with teens.
When teenagers
talk to me, I don't listen and I walk away.
Okay, well, I work with a lot of teenagers.
Yeah, sure. So did I. I was their boss.
Their boss. I'm their coworker.
That's true.
And good friend.
Yeah.
And everyone assumes I'm only 21.
Lucky.
Because I speak their lingo.
Yeah, okay.
You say sheesh, you say cringe, you say bass, you say chuggy, which is actually a pretty cringe thing to say.
Yeah. Fuck. Well, I am 30.
Yeah.
Okay, so cut me some slack.
Cringe and bass, they're still definitely cool, I swear.
Yes.
Let's live.
It's all about fam.
It's all about fam. Because I think it's giving shut up a second looks or whatever. Do I sound relevant?
Yeah.
Because we started when we were in like our 20s and we were teens.
Barely.
But now.
Barely. I was 18 when I started.
Now I am a grown ass man. So like it's crazy to think that people who listened as teens, like if you grew up with us, you grew up with us.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. In that flashback of like seeing who we were in like the first couple episodes,
like
we were teenagers because we spoke like you could very much hearing it back. You're like, oh, that is a teenager. That is very clearly
sound
a teenager.
Young.
Who A, sounds young and think what they say is important.
Yeah. But now we know
nothing is important.
Maybe
we're
that's
dumb.
Reflected in my voice as well. Maybe, you know, we always wonder why did my voice got stupid? I got stupid.
your jaw
realize you were
slacker.
Stupid.
That's true. Gemma Shine asks, has anyone bought my skeleton yet? That's an old joke.
Yeah, and have they?
$1,000 for your skeleton is...
$1,000 seemed like a lot when I was 18. Now $1,000 is like... Like it, like you
half
know,
a week's pay.
Yeah, like some. It'll help
half
with rent,
a week's
I guess.
Pay, Jesus. we're a big box.
I'm doing well. Half a week's pay, fucking hell.
I didn't want to admit how little we made.
That was also a reoccurring joke.
Yeah,
when Joel Zammit used to appear on Shut Up a Second all the time.
Yeah, back in the day, he hasn't been on in a long time.
He's not even in this episode because he's not on it enough.
That's true.
Imagine played all the way through, and now I'm playing Let It Be.
That's great. A lot of people have also been like, "Have you leaving?" The whole company? No, that's
we're putting him in a bin.
Yeah, I'm getting.
You're getting a real job.
Yeah,
you're going to be one of those guys that spins a sign in the street, dressed as a clown that everyone honks their horn at.
The sign just says "honk your horn." I'm
actually not affiliated with anyone.
I'm paid by a mysterious benefactor to go out there and spin this sign. No one knows why. A lot of people are very thankful as well. Well, that's funny I said that, but the message I read was from Quiet Root, who says, good luck, mate. You've given me years of sleepless nights. So.
Very nice.
Yeah. A lot of people are saying, hey, Anja says, Sandspence Radio introduced me to so many different interests that I really love. What is...
Bones?
Podcasts.
Like, dumb mouths.
Laughing at morons.
It's crazy because, like, you know, the first episode...
Making fun of those who have been hit by ambulances.
A funny way to go.
Because
only after surviving a plane crash.
Yeah, getting hit by an ambulance regularly, still a bit funny, but not as funny.
You know, if an ambulance hits someone and they're on their way to deal with someone, they're not going to stop to deal with that.
Yeah, that's a second ambulance.
That rolls.
What happens if that ambulance to arriving... then hits the person.
Wait, which person?
The person
one that was hit by the initial
ambulance. So person A has a heart attack.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Ambulance one is driving to person A's heart attack.
Uh-huh.
Ambulance hits person B.
Yeah.
Who isn't looking steps in front of an ambulance.
Has just survived a plane.
Do they get ambulance three?
And then...
ambulance two.
Then ambulance two.
Yeah.
So ambulance A goes to person one but hits person B.
B, yes.
Oh, no, sorry. Person two.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Ambulance one...
Yeah.
Is on its way to go see person A.
Who just had a heart attack.
But
hits
on the
person
way,
B.
Hits person B.
Yes.
Then ambulance two has to get called.
Yeah.
Ambulance two gets called to go to person B because ambulance A.
Yeah.
No, ambulance one still has to go
save
person A from the heart attack.
Well, what if ambulance two hits person B?
That
would still treat them. It would just be apologizing for running them over it.
Sorry, we were excited. We were excited to come help you.
Do you reckon that's why the lady that fell out of the plane got hit by the ambulance?
I think so. Oh my god, a plane fallout.
So what would they... How did they run her over?
I don't know. Well, they were going too quick. Yeah, how do you run anyone over, dude?
To get there
to save her life.
Yeah,
and she jumped off the plane and just
jumped. Oh. You think she jumped off the plane?
Not while it's
she was
flying,
on the roof.
It's crashed, and she then like got out of the way.
Yeah,
but then.
Yeah. Okay. So that first
jumped
of all,
out of the
two
plane.
two different circumstances.
Okay, how do you get out of the plane? The plane is crashed.
I'm not on the plane. I'm in the plane.
Yeah,
how
also,
do you get out of the plane?
Zoe, the plane's crashed. Outside the plane is inside the plane. There's no roof anymore. It's crashed.
Well, that depends on how the plane crashed. Another thing worth discussing.
It crashed bad, I think.
What
she needed an ambulance, so it kind of made a good crash.
Do you miss the...
Would you call an ambulance or... Yes. Yes, you would, Joel. It doesn't matter how a plane crashes. You're calling an ambulance.
There's no plane crash where you're like, I'm not going to call anyone. All right, I feel okay, actually.
I'm actually not going to call anyone. I don't need it.
Yeah, I feel fine. Do you miss the movie's history facts section of Shut Up a Second? Do you think losing that was a bad idea?
Hey, it's not my show, so I don't care.
Yeah. I quite liked it.
Yeah.
Here's
but
the thing.
I was very desperate to have movies when we first started the show. Yeah. And I remember like Dusha and I having this. I was like, but I really want movies. And he's like, but I really want movies.
I don't remember that at all.
I distinctly remember it because it was in Jackson's parents' kitchen. We were having this discussion. That's how clearly I remember
this
discussion.
Why were we there? I don't know. Why was this? I don't even remember. Like, didn't the first episode have it?
No.
Why are we discussing it?
I don't think the first episode had it at all.
No,
when did
then
it
we
start?
Did the first episode and was like, fuck, we need to restructure this
we're like,
show.
We need something. Yeah.
And then we were having this discussion and then I, like the fucking angel I am, was like, Dusha, that's all right, babes. You take movies. I see you want it more. And then for the next 5 years of my life, I had to watch Joel Dusha, who has not seen a movie related to the topic.
Can I do an impression
just
of Dusha doing movies?
His way. Yeah.
Okay, set me up by being like, Jackson, Dusha, have you got any movies?
And Dusha, do you have any movies for us?
There's probably some movies about Jackson leaving Shut Up a Second. Let's talk about American Pie.
No.
Incorrect. Jackson, set me
okay.
up. Okay.
Dusha, have you got any movies for us?
No, I actually don't think there are any movies about Jackson Bailey leaving Shut Up a Second. I don't think there's ever been a movie made about Jackson Bailey leaving Shut Up a Second.
No, there's never been a movie made, full stop.
Yeah, that's also pretty accurate.
Yeah. But then movies brought such great moments as... Can't think of a single moment. But let's talk about American Pie. Stifler, funny. Kevin, sucks. Oz, good guy.
That's been your real...
Bandcamp, horny.
Your shining contribution to Shut Up a Second. Hey, do you want to go get Adam?
Get the fuck out of here, mate.
I'd just like to say that I may have got movies, but Zoe, me and Jackson also made you read out 200 facts. So you got the most bang for your buck.
Yeah,
also, before I go, listeners, you'll know that the history section of Shut Up a Second lives on. It's just called Jackson Bailey Speaks America now. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Dusha. So long. Farewell.
Make sure they talk about the song.
Okay, we will. Thank God he's gone. This is what Shut Up a Second should have been. Just me and you from the beginning.
Dream team.
We did it good
Dream
the first time.
Stupid.
And then we added Joel Dusha in and it was all downhill from there.
We always do need someone to bully. Which,
that's true.
Speaking of.
Incredible.
Timing.
Incredible transition. Any of them. I set them all up. I thought first, Adam, welcome to the Shut Up a Second hole.
Adam's allowed to bring
He's got a thing
in.
Of twisties. That's fucked up.
Adam, I ate on the podcast one time and still get yelled at about it.
But Adam can bring twisties in and it's no big deal.
So much worse. That boy burps to high health.
But I'm not
He's
eating.
He's made a joke out of it. No, it's also annoying. No,
it's also bad.
You can't be like, oh, but this guy stabs and I just shoot people.
I think the perfect thing now, Adam, that you're in the room to talk about would be the Lego Duplo debate. I think that's worth.
I believe I specifically requested on that episode that we never talk about this again.
And all we've done since then,
yeah,
is bring
talk,
it up.
Talk about that.
It's just.
It's great that this company's nothing if not boundary breaking.
Yeah.
It's just. I think it's one of the crowning moments of Shut Up a Second as a show.
I genuinely. Oh no! Wait, it's coming back to me against my will. It's coming back.
Would you like a refresher?
The amnesia walls have
Please.
Fallen down.
So me and Zoe make the claim
uh-huh.
that one bucket of Duplo is worth two buckets of Lego.
Yes. Or okay, I'm two buckets of Lego equals one bucket. No. It'd be one bucket of Duplo.
Two Legos makes up
one
Duplo.
Two, both of your brains are like, well, Duplo's bigger.
Duplo's bigger.
What weighs more, Jack? A kilo of steel or a kilo of feathers? What weighs more?
There's the enough, steel, obviously. There's it's heavier.
There's enough feathers to make up a steel.
But you'll never get steel
what
small enough to
say?
Make a feather.
You should get your fucking brain checked, dude. You have had like a series recently of messages where I've been like, is Jackson having a stroke as he types this? It's happened like twice in chats.
Yeah, I know. I feel like I do have memories of you being like, well, I don't know what Jackson's saying.
It's
here,
happened
but
recently on Twitter. On Twitter, I was like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah, I'm losing my mind. Adam, what were your first feelings about Shut Up a Second when you came in? Do you remember your first Shut Up a
Second? Apprehension, then confirmation of said apprehension.
You're like, I'm going to get made fun of. And you sat down, I'm being made fun of.
I was called a snivelly boy? I do not appreciate that.
That's a great moment. I feel like we're discussing Ferris Bueller's Day Off. And yeah. I'm like, you're Cameron. And then the long person be like, Is he a snivelly boy? I'm like, oh, yeah.
God damn it.
Yeah, he's a snivelly boy.
But we've also had beautiful moments where we have ganged up on Jack.
Yeah, exactly. I'm fine. Well, look, yeah, you get bullied, but I also have to fight for my life.
Oh, boo fucking who?
Does he mean horse?
Does he mean horse?
Did you mean horse, Jackson?
I didn't mean horse. It's just
what did you mean?
Here's the thing about that episode. Maybe I've readdressed it in
a
previous episode.
You have to discover what that is in the meantime.
No, it's just that there's no word. I was grasping for a word that doesn't exist. That's what happened that day.
Be serious for a moment. Yeah. There is a word for it. No, you're thinking of the word.
It's horse, Jackson.
I'm thinking of the word horse.
It's just that
the word horse.
It's just that I, in my genius, had realized a gap in the linguistic market. And so I tried to fill it. And it just turned out that I was in the unique position to make the word.
I don't think could make a word.
No. You would make a word.
I don't think you're capable of it.
That sounded smarter than horse. But the problem is the word is horse.
Well, so draft horse is a horse that is used for
drifting, yeah.
Yeah, Tokyo.
No, it's used for farming and grunt work or whatever.
Sure.
So, and the word I was looking for was the equivalent for people, for moving people. So,
Jackson, I've got awful news for you. I've got simply awful.
Jackson,
awful,
I'm
awful
sorry.
News
the results are in and it is not good.
I'm so sorry to tell you this. Did you know that a draft horse will sometimes pull people?
I want one that exclusively does that. I know no such word exists.
No, there is no animal that has one exclusive job.
A horse whose exclusive job it is to pull people. Yeah. Around. Like a bus
race
horse. You could call it a bus horse, maybe.
Like, or just any kind of horse.
No, but anyway.
Yeah, horse and carriage. He tried to invent a word and failed. Yeah. Bus and horse, both already words, may I point out.
Draft and horse are words already.
Yeah, I'm not saying the person who made up draft horse invented a new word, am I? I'm saying you can't.
What about Frang horse?
What does it mean? How do you break that one down? Frang. All right. What's that?
Where's the linguistic?
Is that Latin?
Frang. Yeah.
From the Greek?
From Franger.
From Frangi, the race on Star Trek?
No,
yeah?
From Franger to mean condom, to mean full of jizz, full of little people, i.e. to pull people, we work backwards, horse.
That's the dumbest word that I have never heard created. Like those jizz in the condom, that is not going to give anything. That is not going to give birth to anything.
Okay, Frang horse, we'll table it. We'll put a pin in it. Okay.
In your next goodbye episode, we'll bring it back up again.
My next goodbye episode?
Your final goodbye episode, when we finally put you down.
Yeah. Oh, we should have written eulogies.
Yeah, you should have written eulogies.
We should have written eulogies. All right, no.
We
can
commit
do it.
This body to the dirt. Yeah.
Ashes to ashes, dust to dust.
Okay. Mud to mud.
Mud to mud. Jackson's now a little worm boy.
Uh-huh.
Enjoy your dinner, worms.
This is cruel to me. Wait, see, when Dusha was here, I wasn't being bullied like this. I hate this dynamic. I'm glad I'm
going.
Should
we also do the slow evolution of moving away from?
Yeah, well, that's worth talking about as well because that was you, baby.
Yeah,
that was you.
That was because Adam.
I forced it.
Loved changing the topic as we started recording the episode.
I will not miss that. I will not miss writing down, today's topic will be crabs or whatever. And then I go to hit record and Adam's like, the fucking amount of times you're like, today's topic is Jackson, who I see. I feel like there's Jackson across from me, what I have on this table, Jackson's beautiful eyes. Right now is another one. Because
the cause of that is vanity, my friend. Because no one wanted to go last in the name introductions. So I got to go last and I got to slip in there because no one wants to interrupt someone as well.
But I feel like there was this period of time where all of your intros, the new names would be something random, like an actual topic. But then you got lazy and it was just whatever you were looking at the time became the topic.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, that kind of answers.
My friend Jackson, yeah. That's an episode.
My friend, exactly. My friend Jackson.
It's that's classic. The nicest thing I've ever said.
To categorize me as friend is the nicest thing you've ever done. Well, that kind of answers Wombo's questions. Did you ever have a topic you wanted to do but never got to? Yes. But it's not like we never got around to it.
Oh, as if you didn't do them later on.
Yeah. Oh, I don't think that's, to be honest, that's not how Shut Up a Second works. It's that the moment that Adam would have come in with a different topic, whatever that initial topic is gone for good.
Yeah.
I will never return to it. A lot of people for some reason talking about D&D is for nerds. Different show.
Cool.
That's not right.
Nice
that's incorrect.
To know Clocker, where you made your mark.
It's great that Criff Pumpgriff is very formative for you, but he was born on a podcast called D&D is for nerds. Not Shut Up a Second.
What's the name of this podcast again? I forgot.
Yeah.
It's called There's No Longer Jackson Bailey on this podcast, and it's only cool kids.
Hell yeah.
DM Nick, and this is probably worth doing. I think this was you too, I think. Would like a last, oh no, I got shit on my penis.
Oh no! I got shit on my penis!
Why did you guys go so slow? Oh no, I got shit on my penis!
Oh no, I got shit on my penis!
Oh no, I got shit on my penis!
Oh no, I got shit on
Dusha.
My penis! Dusha!
We gotta get Dusha back to doing Oh No, I Got Shit on My Penis.
He's gotta do it quick,
yeah. Give me 5 seconds. You talk amongst yourself. I'm all leaving right. My own goodbye episode.
I think it's good that he's leaving. You
yeah,
know?
I think it's.
I think the show's really gonna grow.
Yeah, I think it's also good because he's dying.
Yeah, I didn't want to mention that on air. I wasn't sure.
We're putting heavy metals into his water.
Yeah, like, because, well, no, he's back. Let's not talk about the poison.
What? How you going there? You shitting all right?
Yeah, I'm shitting fine.
Well, well, well. You kick me out and then you bring me back in. What's
just,
up?
We just think, so, you know, the classic impression of me when you say my classic phrase, oh, yeah, no, yeah. I'm shitting my penis. So I just think it'd be good to get everyone to do it before I go. And we missed you. So if you
we do. Yeah. So as you, obviously.
Yeah, as me, obviously.
Oh no! I've got shit on my penis.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for that. Thank you so much.
It's just good
Troy
to be back.
Troy Baker, famous character, video game actor Troy Baker.
That's
is
it.
That you?
Oh, I wish you didn't kill me in The Last of Us.
Oh my God!
Thanks, Tisha. Thank
Two
you for that.
Troy Bakers.
Oh, it's me, Nathan.
Can you say on
that's Nolan North. It's me, Nathan Drake. It's me, Nolan North.
Oh my
anyway,
God.
Goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye. Thanks
it's so much.
Dude,
absolute...
you just missed it. I nearly caught my phone on my foot. It's really impressive.
Who did I miss?
I as I was talking to you, I kicked my phone and nearly caught it on my foot. That would have been cool, though, right?
It's really cool.
I thought I missed a person, but it turns out I just missed you kicking your phone onto your foot.
You were doing some cool voices.
He flipped it off the table.
Yeah,
I was doing cool voices. I thought I might have missed two cool guys that are in the studio before.
Two famous voice actors in video games, but actually, no.
No, I didn't. I almost missed you. Yeah. Oh, shit. Anyway.
They would never slum it down here.
Remember that time we had Ricky Gervais?
That was great. Ricky Gervais, and we had Pinocchio.
Shut up a second, John.
Shut up a second, John.
Actually, I guess like John. Jackson's leaving, but it's good to remember all the huge guests we've had on Shut Up a Second. Like Shut Up a Second, John.
Obviously.
Ricky Gervais, Geppetto from Pinocchio.
Yeah.
The real guy.
Geppetto. I think he came on, he said, I have a little boy, and I try to make him a good boy. Geppetto's back, I guess. And he goes out and he smokes a cigar with the first wolf and the fox he meets.
Troy Baker, get out of the way. Geppetto's trying to talk.
I'm so sorry.
Get out of here, Troy Baker. Huh? Maybe I voice Nathan Drake from now. That's Nolan North.
Oh my God, Geppetto, behind you. Is that Tom Cruise?
I'm Tom Cruise. That's perfect. Okay, thank you, Dusha.
I love my wife.
That is Tom Cruise's famous catchphrase.
Yeah.
Ha ha! Goodbye.
Goodbye. Thank you for coming in and saying, oh no, I got shit on my penis.
Ain't no problem.
Yeah. Actually, as you leave, Zoe, maybe you should
go
too.
Yeah, okay. Bye, Zoe.
Bye, Zoe. Sending cash. Thanks for your time. Just me and Adam now.
It's the sound Italians are buried to.
Thank you so much for joining us, Cash.
Adios.
Cash, do you remember your first Shut Up a Second?
Yeah,
also, give
horses.
Us a quick shot on my penis.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh no, I got shit on my penis.
Incredible.
I feel like this dynamic got me bullied more often than Zoe.
Which is crazy because Zoe's quite into the bullies, but somehow this dynamic, you copped it more.
I can tap into Zoe. I can't tap into Cass. Cass is pure, unadulterated Well, Jackson, you are just like a limited cast in a way.
They designed me in a lab to just to make you confused.
Yeah, to upset you. Well, somebody, K-Shaded Blue, has brought up the famous skeleton car conversation. Do you remember that? At what point is it a skeleton? Yeah. What point is it two skeletons? What if it's a skeleton car?
That's I remember being so frustrated because I was right. I was correct.
That was an incredible moment. The first episode I remember doing with you, Cass, we talked about bogs. We talked about bog wizards.
Bog wizards!
No, bogs was second. Horses was first.
Oh.
It was horses, then bogs. I think we recorded them on the same day, one after the other, and they're still my favorite episodes.
They were incredible.
Maybe because they're still tinged with me being like, oh, like I hadn't told you guys, but this was the show I used to fall asleep to listening every night. Yeah, yeah. And you were like, oh, we'll just get you on a Shut Up a Second, which I didn't even know was my, like, was a test to see if I was actually okay. I was like, oh, my fuck.
And then I remember, like, finishing Bogs, and, like, me and Adam were in tears. Like, we were like,
It was good.
Is it like doing a bog wizard?
I'm going to do a bog wizard.
Is it like sculling a bit of bog through a sleeve or something?
Yeah. I think it was like a wizard, but you do it like you did a keg.
Yeah.
I'm going to do a bog stand.
And I just was like, we were in tears. We were like, Cass is so funny. Oh my God. Yeah. Classic times. What other, do you remember any other classic bits from the Us Three era? No, it was Adam scratching his forehead. Yeah,
I don't want to remember.
I think JFK is in heaven now.
Oh my God.
Classic bits. Are you
JFK
serious?
JFK is in heaven, Bob.
My first two episodes, I'm like, the funniest things I've ever done. That episode, I remember just sitting in the studio watching you guys and laughing and then being like, you need to join in. Like, you're going to have to talk. This is your job. But I was just having so much fun.
Watching Adam pull the JFK's in Heaven bar out of his mind, like, just like laying the track in front of him was, fuck, what a masterclass. What about this? This is a classic Us era. Yeah. Planning the Sandspan sleepover. Which never happened.
The fictional Sandspan sleepover. It happened in our hearts.
Yeah, exactly.
I feel like the fictional Sandspan sleepover as one event never happened. Mm-hmm. Over the years, it's happened so many times.
I was about to say, if you count the number of times Cass has fallen asleep at the studio.
Oh, yeah.
Whilst we're having fun and snacks.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I get to a little bit of fun behind the scenes info. While the boys are on tour, I'm house sitting. So there's going to be some Sandspan sleepover. Maybe we should have one before you leave.
Yeah, you should. That would be incredible.
We'll drive you to the airport the next day.
If all of Cass's little sleeps string together to one sleepover, you know what that means?
What does that mean?
We stayed up all night.
I feel like that the specific era of us in Shut Up a Second was an era where we were all basically living at the studio as well. It was just like coming in talking shit. Like it all melded together to be one big social event, basically.
Oh, it was great. There was no work life balance, and not in a way of like,
yeah, there was no work life balance
because it was all just life because we were just recording the fun we were having.
Absolutely.
I don't remember what era this was, but Jack, do you remember when you discovered a faster way to walk?
Yeah, do you mean the way I walk downstairs?
No, the skipping with the clicking. Yeah. Do you remember that?
It does sound a lot faster.
We did that for a Shut Up a Second.
Yeah, that's right. Well, the one I'm thinking of is I think I walk downstairs very efficiently. Okay.
Oh, I actually think I get downstairs pretty efficiently. We'll have a chat
because I had the same argument with Demi Lardner when I was up seeing them like 2 years ago, where I was like, I move downstairs very efficiently, and they were like, what the fuck do you mean? And I was like, just watch. And then I did it, and they were like, what? And then Demi did it, and I'm like, nowhere near efficient enough. And she's like, I don't know what metric I'm being judged by. Yeah, it was good. Speaking of Tom and Demi, Adam doing the Doors. Oh. Could you give us a door, Adam, real quick while we're here? Show us the door. Okay,
standing. The overshirt's coming off.
Oh my God.
Okay.
Here we go.
Leather, okay. Yellow, leather,
okay. He's readying himself.
He's readying himself to do a door.
Handles up.
Okay. Oh, I gotta. Cass, would you like to open the door?
I'll open the door.
You open the door. Okay, Cass is going up. Turned Adam's. Oh!
Door is open. I've left it open.
Have you left it a barn? Close me.
No, because of the barn, I feel safer if it's open.
Dead.
I've left Adam open.
Yeah. Whoa! He became a door with a push handle.
Lever handle instead of a turn handle.
Incredible.
No knob.
A, handle much more friendly to people who are differently abled.
Yeah.
Just fun fact.
That's great.
Also, no, it means dogs can open those doors.
That's true. My dog, my parents' dog opens the door, but he doesn't shut it behind him.
Yeah, and that's so, that was the thing.
He was born
so
in
annoying.
A barn,
though. Yeah, I know. It was fucking, it's so frustrating.
They can figure out part one. Part two is the easier bit. It's just push the door shut.
The dog is allowed. It was born in a barn.
That's true. That's the rule. It was born in a fucking kennel or whatever. I guess it's like a barn.
A kennel is just a small barn.
That's true. What do we think about the fact that, shut up a second, so many people talking about this with Dusha and Zoe, Adam's mouth full of twisties.
So many twisties.
That was heaps of twisties in the mouth. I don't care. Chew into it, dude. It's my last episode. Enjoy yourself. Okay. What do we think about the amount of people who started as like a 13-year-old listening to Shut Up a Second and are now 21?
Sorry.
Yeah. Wow.
We ruined your formative years. Oh, no.
That's crazy. To imagine somebody every day when a Shut Up a Second comes out, every week, sorry, listening to the episode, listening to all of the changes over the last decade.
That's got to affect.
That's fucked up.
That's got to like warp your brain, yeah. Right?
That can't be good. We're so sorry.
And video games don't cause violence, but absolutely we do.
Listening to this will make you sick, okay? That's the promise. Listening to this show will make you unwell. Somebody says, I need Jackson to speed run the next five Shut Up a Seconds before signing off just to get ahead of things. All right, I can do. Should we do five quick Shut Up a Seconds?
Okay, let's all do right. One. Okay.
Hey, everybody, welcome to this week's episode. My name is Jackson Bailey. Today's topic is crabs. Snip, 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 snip,
snip. We didn't all get to introduce ourselves. Anyway, what would you do if you were a subject of carcinization?
Yeah, which part of you would be the carcinization first, but you can't say hands?
Actually, fuck the fucking question. Have I talked to you about this? Fuck you. You talk about carcinization as if it's like this big fucking deal. It's happened five times.
That's not
insane. That's heaps of time.
Your promise to me was everything becomes crabs in time.
Yeah, and
five
we just
things.
Haven't had enough time. We just haven't had enough time. Enough.
Five things. There's been a lot of fucking time.
Five
happened.
Things so far, Adam. Five things so far.
Five things so far. Oh my God. Fucking millions of billions of years. Five things became crabs. Shut up. No stars are crabs.
Why isn't
if
there
at least
word
one
for
star was crab, then you could argue.
Literally cancer.
Yeah, exactly. The constellation Cancer, Adam. Checkmate. That's and on that note, I've been Jackson Bailey.
I've been Gas.
I've been Adam.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to this week's episode of Shut Up a Second. My name is Jackson. Today's topic is Grimble.
Grimble.
If your name was Grimble, how good would it be?
I would love to be named Grimble. What about, there's a guy named Gribble.
No. You're thinking
I think
of
the only name
Grindelwald?
The only name I've ever wanted to be other than Adam is Scott.
What the fuck? What the fuck is this, Scott?
No, he looks like a
all right,
Scott.
He does look
then
like
I'm
a Scott.
Scott.
No, let me explain.
Scott right, Carnivale.
I'm going to explain this, and you're both going to, in unison, you're both going to go,
okay.
So be prepared for that.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, we're ready?
Sure.
We're ready?
I only wanted to be Scott between the ages of 13 to 18.
Wow.
Oh!
Oh, hang on. Is this Scott Pilgrim?
No, what? Who?
What?
What?
I think I came out after.
I cannot fathom why you want to be called Scott.
I thought it was cool.
It's a boring name,
it
Scott.
Was, it's a boy's name. No, I think it's a cool boy's name.
Cool boys aren't named Scott.
Hang on. No, I get it. Yeah. No, I get it. If this was when Adam was 13 to 18
yeah.
years old. So you can think of Adam.
Oh. I had to take a step back.
Yep.
Imagine being a 13-year-old
Adam. You have to be a 13-year-old
actually,
Adam.
I think I have pinpointed. I think I know why I wanted to be a Scott.
Why?
So, I forget his name.
Yeah.
James Marsden, the actor of Scott Summers in the X-Men movies, I thought looked cool.
That's so funny. I remember we were having dinner. And he pointed to Ryder, my brother, and he was like, you could have been a Hudson. And I've never been more jealous in my life. Hudson! Hudson!
Were you nearly something, Cass?
It does suit Ryder more.
Reese.
Reese.
Nice.
Reese?
Yeah.
I've been Adam.
I've been Jackson.
I've been Reese.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to this episode. Today's topic is shoes. Stop. If you had to live in a shoe a la the old woman, would you?
Yes. I'd live in the bit of the... Oh, actually, I would live in a platform shoe, and I'd love to crawl about the crawl space in the platform.
Burn or rent?
What?
Own or rent?
Rent. You're renting.
No. Oh, no.
Why not?
I ain't renting a shoe.
It's a nice place. It's
I
a
wanna
nice
do
shoe.
Up my own shoe. I feel like the space is it's like a tiny home in my mind, so I wanna do it up how I like.
Is it like in that weird predatory like land thing where you only own the shoe, not the land?
Yes, you only own the shoe. They could come and mine underneath your shoe. Yeah,
absolutely
yeah.
not.
But what about, see on my shoe, I've got these little air holes.
Yeah.
What if I use them like little glory holes to the outside world? Would that be cool?
Do you want to get fucked through the household?
Yeah, I want to get fucked through the household.
If that shoe was blown up to living size, you could get your entire body through that hole.
Maybe I stick my legs through.
Oh, the glory is your legs in the sun.
Yeah.
Get your legs sucked off by a passing kangaroo.
Absolute bliss.
They'll do that.
Yeah, yeah. I know, dude. Yeah. And on that note, I've been Jackson Bailey.
I've been Cass.
I've been Adam.
Hey, everybody, welcome to this week's episode. We've got to go quicker. I've been Adam, Jackson Bailey. Today's something is great.
Who's your favorite?
I love figures.
I love bigger.
I love badonkas.
Hey, and on that note, I've been Jackson Bailey.
I guess.
I've been Adam.
Hey, everybody, welcome to this week's episode. I'm going to get a good one.
Yeah.
I've
been Adam.
I've been
Jackson. That is absolutely where Shut Up a Second will end. That is what it'll sound like.
It's a little
but that's what people
time.
Will want.
As
I think.
We get sucked into the sun,
yeah,
that's what you will hear.
I want a Summoning Salt video on the history of speedrunning Shut Up a Second.
As people are on their hyper trains heading into their job at the cube, they'll be like, let me just activate my ear dubes. And all of a sudden, they'll be like, oh, those guys are funny. This is relaxing for me. do a 5 shut up a second.
Shut up a second.
It takes it out of you doing 5 shut up a seconds that
does.
Rapidly. A lot of people, maybe it's good you're here, Adam and Cass. A lot of people are like, Jackson, I loved you in D&D, which is not relevant to what's happening here today.
Oh, you haven't heard?
haven't heard what?
Oh, he's sick.
I know.
We haven't told him.
I'm getting fired. I think I'm just leaving Shut Up a Second, but I'm actually getting fired.
You're leaving this mortal
out of a
coil
cannon,
is what
yeah.
you're leaving.
They're firing me into a big billboard to advertise Heinz tomato soup.
We're shooting him into the red bit of the soup so you can't tell.
Yeah. Jackson, you've been an elaborate experiment by the Heinz Soup Corporation this entire time. We're trying to find out what happens when you leave the skin on a tomato soup too long.
And I just stood up soup to my waist out of the skin.
You are the skin of a tomato soup.
The skin's a good bit. I like eating the skin.
Okay.
What?
The skin of anything's nice. What? That's not so ridiculous
milk.
To say.
Skin of a banana.
Milk.
Yeah, delicious. Delicious.
Incorrect. Don't say that. You can't say that to us.
I'll eat the skin of anything. That's my promise to you. You bring me something skin, I'll hoe it fucking down.
You are so lucky this is the last show up a second that you'll see alive.
Yeah, next episode would have been skins Jackson's eating right now.
You're lucky, actually, that this is my last show up a second because that is all we talk about.
Yeah, we
what
would...
skins I'm allowed to eat. The answer is every skin. Hey, do you remember? Here's a shot
allowed
of a
to eat?
Yes. Oh, he can eat all of them.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, actually, he can't eat every skin.
He could.
I can eat every single skin. Name a skin.
Oh, no, there are
skin
some.
Skin of an ICBM.
Easy. I just chew it.
What's an ICBM?
It's
an icy bowel movement.
You don't want that, and neither do I. You want to see me puke?
Yeah, you're
here
right.
You're on
right.
Episode, I don't know, 16?
Go off 40
How
or whatever?
How many of these could we have done, possibly?
help me out with an episode, okay?
Yep.
This is one I've always tried to remember, but nobody can ever help me out with it, okay? It's an episode where I'm talking about living in a house with no floor, okay?
Oh, I remember this.
And I say I can survive in a house with no floor. Do we remember this episode?
What were we talking about? You're talking about living in just like, there's dirt, just dirt on the floor.
No, it's a hole.
No!
Why did that help me remember the episode? Yeah, I do remember this.
There's a hole.
You couldn't live.
I could live it up.
No, you couldn't. How do you live in that
house?
For the rest of this episode, don't touch the floor.
Okay.
No, don't touch anything touching the floor.
Well, I don't have my ropes.
in a real world situation, I
would have my ropes.
All right, Jack.
Before.
This little, whatever the fuck, this shore thing, whatever it is. Go attach your rope. Show me how you do
it. Well, I don't have the railings.
Okay. So you couldn't live in a house with no floor.
Yeah. Pretend the railings are here. Just grab where they would be.
They would be hanging from the ceiling.
All right, so grab them.
Well, I can't. I don't have my ropes.
Adam has pretend handed the ropes Jackson, are there.
Pretend the ropes are there.
About 10 centimeters
Show me what
of
you're doing.
Velcro.
Okay, so what I do is I hook this with a lanyard onto my belt.
Uh-huh. You mean a carabiner?
I do mean a carabiner.
Yep,
he does, yeah.
And then I hook that rope to the pulleys, and then I just pull myself around the house.
Pulleys,
yeah, there's pulleys in the ceiling.
See,
on the
you
railing.
Know what a pulley is? Keep adding things.
Yeah, I know what a pulley is. It's on the ceiling that I pulley myself around with.
All right. You can pull yourself up or down.
You know Flying Fox?
That's not a pulley.
Okay. Well, Flying Fox.
Yeah, saying it to me is not going to make you ride. Pulley goes up and down.
Jackson, every time you want to put
back
yourself...
and forth pulley.
Every time he wants to put himself on a new rail, he has to lift himself up completely, unhook, and then hook onto a new one.
Imagine how hot I'll get. I'll get so muscular from doing that.
Yeah,
from
imagine how hot you'll get. Quite hot because you fall into the center of the earth.
It doesn't go all the way down. Just like 100 meters.
Oh, no, you die and go to hell.
100 meters. Oh, you'll just die, I guess.
Yeah, I'm not going to... But Katz is right. I will go to hell. Yeah, well, this has been wonderful, Adam. Can you go?
I'd love to.
Send in Hayden.
Can I say, I'm glad this is dead, and I'm glad you are too.
You're not going. It's just me.
Yeah, you have to come back and deal with us. Adam doesn't get the release of death.
Yeah, he is trapped here. I get to ascend to heaven. I thought there was a bottle of juice for some reason. I'm hallucinating, clearly.
Oh, no, you've done too many shut up a
I've
seconds.
I've done too many shut up a seconds in a row. Oh, here he is.
Here he comes.
Pick any chair you want. I don't care.
Whose stuff is this?
Oh, Adam took his shirt off.
Why did Adam take his phone's here too?
Yeah, he was pretending to be a door. Yeah.
That makes sense. Hi, everyone.
Hi.
Hey, can you give us an oh no? You don't think you've ever done it before. Can you do an oh no? I got shit on my penis. It's just a Jackson impression.
I'm trying to be you?
Yeah, trying to be me.
Wait.
Do you want us to do another one?
No.
Okay,
no.
Okay.
I want to get it good.
No, I get it. It's your first. It's inaugural. It's
he'll die after this. You won't be able to do it again.
Wait, just wait.
I'm waiting. I'm being patient.
We're so good.
Okay.
Yep.
Wow, I got shit on my penis.
You nailed it.
Thank you.
It does. I do seem like the kind of person that would say willy instead of penis.
Well, I forgot what the
I seem like a willy guy.
You seem like a willy guy. A wiener. You seem like a wiener guy. You're a wiener guy.
No, I reckon
I got poo on my wiener.
Yeah.
Poop on my wiener.
I got poop. My wiener is covered in poop.
That does seem more like me. Yeah.
No, I think poop. Your wiener is an insult and your willy is in got the willies.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I got the willies.
I reckon if you seem like a guy who would use the word like dongle or something.
Dongus, or possibly. Donga?
Your donga.
Donga is
like
good.
A dead dingo's donga.
Yeah, dead is a dead dingo's donga. That's
it's dry.
Good.
Dry is a dead dingo's donga. That's
that would be dry, I guess. Yeah. Not any well, it depends than a dingo's how, donga is normally.
Depends how long it's been dead.
And yeah, how it died if it drowned.
If it's sitting at the bottom of a lake.
I'm as wet as a dead dingo's donga. But he drowned.
A drowned dingo's donga.
Rogish on the Discord has said, give us your theories on future Shut Up a Second episodes to me. How many episodes until English becomes unintelligible and the podcast just becomes various grunting noises?
I think second or third.
Just now.
Yeah, literally before Hayden came in, obviously you heard us just going crazy banana mode, but I think that Shut Up a Second is gonna. I think this is what happens with every iteration of Shut Up a Second, and I think it'll happen to you too. Mm-hmm. Okay, this is my sage wisdom as someone who's been in the Shut Up a Second game for 10 years and who's done Shut Up a Second Classic is that you start out thinking, oh, we'll do a history segment and a facts, and oh, it'll be all planned out and good, and then you get in there and you're like, and it just becomes hot garbage.
I mean, I think it's more you get in there and it's Adam Carnevale. Why have you done this on purpose? I remember when I first started and I was like so excited to say my facts and Adam would not let me. It was very funny.
Is he blocking you?
Yeah.
You try
and say your facts or your things are, and he'd just he'd just jump in quickly and then change the subject.
Yeah. The trick about Shut Up a Second is that every member of Shut Up a Second is a fucker on the main. So you gotta deal with Zoe falling asleep in episodes and not paying attention. The douche getting bored and being on his phone and then coming in halfway through a thought and he didn't listen to what was happening previously, but he's so loud and confident, all of a sudden you're talking about what he wants to talk about.
Yeah, he has
and
a
Adam's
pull.
A cheeky little motherfucker who's going to wreck whatever episode you do.
Yeah, that's
fun. And that's
fun.
In your future. That's what you got to wrangle.
Yeah, it's good because you'll, you know, we'll get you on for some episodes.
Yeah, of
episodes.
Course, I'll come yeah. around.
So you can try and, you know, have your own trait that
that's
ruins
true.
Everything.
That's true.
You can be fucker on me.
I can be
because
a fucker
for the most
me.
Part, you've had to keep it
yeah,
on track.
Yeah, had to make
and
sure.
And you've done a terrible, terrible
yeah,
job.
Yeah, really bad
Oh, yeah. It's like trying to tighten a belt and then removing the buckle.
What a beautiful analogy.
That's really poignant and accurate.
What's the topic for now?
It's just Jackson's going away. I think I said Jackson's going home.
Jackson's going home.
Which is not strictly accurate,
yeah.
but...
I mean, you will today.
Yeah, I suppose I will go back
probably
to my
after
house.
This, you're going
to
go home.
No,
so.
I'm doing a thumb cramp slip.
Oh, okay. Jackson's going home, but not right now.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you remember your first Shut Up a Second that we got you on, Hayden?
I don't.
Yeah, really?
No, do you remember?
Yeah, remember how we were talking about it this
episode? No, I mean Hayden's first Shut Up a Second. I remember yours, Horses and Bogs, now that you've reminded
what
me.
Was mine?
But what was Hayden's?
What was mine?
Do you remember your feelings before you were going to go on it? Were you like, oh, I hope I don't fuck it up, and then being like, oh, there's actually no way you can fuck up.
Well, I was
like,
yeah. Yeah, it'll be in the feed because it'll say featuring Hayden Bleachmore.
Yeah.
I hadn't made the transition yet into permanent guy
and then host.
Yeah, but I would have been pretty stoked, I would imagine, because I've been listening to Shut Up a Second. Since it started, when all the Sandspans radio shows were on a single RSS feed.
That's crazy.
And it was a nightmare. There was some weird show about, well, there was all these, like, it was when it was still a uni thing. So yeah. It was like this podcast that was like six of these boys coming in, and it was awful. And it was like, that was so
that
gross
sounds like
and
it
different. In a different way?
That sounds like the kind of thing that you could name a parody of a bad podcast. Six different boys.
Six different boys chatting about something. I don't know.
Was it SpongeBob SquarePants?
Oh, it might have been.
No, it wasn't. That was an early one.
Yeah.
But I think I went before.
That's crazy.
Mm.
Do you have any messages from people on Twitter?
Yeah, I've got some. Most of them
kind
are
kind of been haphazardly going through people's on the Discord.
A lot of them. Well, I got some soppy messages. If we want to get some soppies.
Yeah, get some
soppies. Or we could do...
Sop me up. Slop me up, Abe.
Yeah, let's get wet as a dead dingo's donger.
All right, let's... There's a really long one here. I'll try and truncate it on the fly.
Beautiful.
All right. This is from Charlie.
All right.
I'm not sure whether I should say their last name. I don't know if that's a thing people want.
I'm sick with Charlie.
I'll say Charlie G. It's from Charlie G. Charlie says, "Dear Shut Up a Second, but mainly Jackson." Just my thing timed out. I've reached my time limit for looking at Twitter. I'll just remind me in 15 minutes.
Yeah.
And my screen time's going to be all over the place for this.
Absolute mess because of this episode.
Yeah. Look, Shut Up a Second was the first Sandspans radio show I really fell in love with back when I first got into podcasts in 2015 at age 15.
Wow.
And remains a personal favorite of mine to this day. Though I may have fallen off a little in the consistency of my listening in the recent years, there is no denying that Shut Up a Second and the original cast, headed by Jackson, so they've made a point to exclude me.
Yep, and me.
had such a warping effect.
Probably best to exclude you, actually.
Had such a warping effect on my tiny developing brain and and the impact on me from the way my 16-year-old self would try desperately to insert Jackson-style hypotheticals into everyday conversation with friends to what I'm pretty sure is a permanent change to my speech patterns and accent. To me... And this is the mushy one.
Please.
Downloading Ball Up a Second, the cancer special for my cousin when he was going through chemo a few years back.
That's lovely.
Good luck to Hayden, Cass and Hayden, carrying on Jackson's and the original cast's horrible legacy on this wonderfully cursed show.
Yeah, that's lovely.
Thank
Charlie.
You.
Yeah,
thanks, Charlie.
A lot of people love Ball Up a Second because it was, I don't like the TV in the studio is just turned on and I feel like Joel Dusher is about to play John Lennon's Imagine.
How has he done that?
It's happening. I knew it.
What's he playing?
I don't know
it's
what
a
he's
YouTube
playing.
Video
he's playing
or something.
Son of the Mask, Can't Take My Eyes Off You, Extended. Thank you, Joel Dusher.
Why is this the smart
I don't know why he's got too much power.
Why would Joel Zammit design the studio in a way that Joel Dusha can do anything he wants to any device with his phone? That seems like a big mistake.
It's absolutely too much power for him. We kicked him out so early. He was the first to go.
I know. He can't resist it.
His legacy remains giving us grief here.
When you were, I assume, sorry, Joel was trying to prank us in the other room by playing John Lennon's Imagine. We couldn't even stop it because the Google wouldn't recognize my voice.
Yeah.
He was wondering why. And I'm sure he'll be very glad to hear that we're actually discussing it because he really wanted you to talk about it when he came in. Yeah. In many ways, actually, I'm sad I brought it up. I shouldn't have.
You've got to ignore him. Then he goes away. He just wants a reaction.
He just wants attention.
I think I really disappointed him because when he was playing, I assumed you talked about it in here, where he played Imagine. So I just said, okay, Google, put it to 1% volume, and then he didn't realize that we couldn't hear it. But it didn't pause, so he thought he was getting us, and we were sitting quietly having a nice time. I outwit him every day. Joel Dusha's never got one over me. Would you like to hear? You want to hear a question?
Yeah, I'd love a question.
This one's from. Oh wait, I took a screenshot of it. This is from Simon M. A question. Is your skeleton still for sale for $1,000?
That's the second time I've had that. And somebody asked it on the Discord as
well. Oh, really?
It was a big gag in the early...
Wait, did you talk about this episode?
Yeah, in this episode.
Oh, well, then don't answer.
Well, no, it's funny.
You don't need to tell me if everyone's heard the answer. I
care. No, I want to know. Jackson, go ahead.
Thank you, Cash. Because when I was like 18, it was a funny bit and I didn't really have any understanding of the value of money. And now $1,000 is like nothing.
Yeah, inflation, huh?
Yeah.
It comes for us all.
Specific bones will go for that much.
Exactly.
What's your current
specific
price?
Specific bones. What do you mean? I guess a skull.
Maybe I'll sell my whole skeleton now for $10,000.
I don't know if you can up it. I think if you've got a verbal agreement saying you'd sell for $1,000, I don't know.
There's no record of the verbal agreement.
You think any of this is recorded? He's recording this nonsense.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'll sell it for $1,000,000 now. Price of my skeleton's gone up, okay?
Right. Was the idea is to sell it to you after you're dead?
Yeah, so the idea was when I die...
You rot away and then you get...
No, sorry. The idea was they pay me now, and when I die, they have ownership of my skeleton.
And you do that for a milli.
Yeah, I'd do it for a milli.
I'd do it for a silly milli. I'd do it for a lot less. I think maybe $1,000 would sounds about right for my skeleton.
Well, if I could get a silly milli, then I would do it for that.
But I think mine is probably worth less because the calcium, there's no calcium. They're brittle, they're unhealthy. The bone marrow is not good.
To imagine somebody making that deal with me and then like constantly hanging around with me, being like, "You want some milk, Jackson?" And I'm like, "Yeah, I just get a soy latte." And they're like, "Shut up,
soy.
Ooh,
is it for, they're is checking the back, seeing if it's fortified." Yeah, yeah.
I want good bones, Jackson. Okay, I'm not paying for bad bones.
I mean, in like a serious note, I personally want to be scrapped for parts when I die.
Yeah, absolutely.
So
Don't keep me around.
Why not the skeleton? I get the money now and like I'll be dead.
Yeah, exactly. You can do whatever the fuck you want to my body when I die. I don't care.
Whatever I want.
Yeah, whatever. You want to fuck my holes? I don't give a shit.
That's not what I was going for, Jackson. But I'm glad that I have the consent. That means a lot. That you'd let me fuck your holes when you're dead.
Yeah, if I die, everyone can fuck my holes.
Well, everyone? Okay. Well, all right. I thought it was just a me thing. Because okay, I'm special now.
Here's what I imagine. I die, everybody makes a horrible hump pile on my corpse, and when they leave, it's skeletonized like they were piranhas.
It's like, we eat it as well?
I don't know. You just fuck me so hard, I'm just bones.
Where does it go?
Come in.
Someone's here. Someone's at the door.
Oh my God, it's Adam.
Oh, it's Adam.
It's Adam.
Oh, it's the whole gang.
I've already come in with champagne.
Yeah.
What the fuck? Okay, everybody's in the room now.
Right, here's the scariest part.
Oh, yeah, that is really scary.
Yeah, you're very funny, Joel Dusha.
Yeah, very funny.
That was an accident. I was trying to get somebody in there.
We were like, oh, he's pranking us from beyond the grave. Yeah, we go. Okay. Oh!
Hey! Got some, delicious yellow champagne.
10 years of doing this.
And we're still in love with each other.
We suck each other's taints like it's Valentine's Day.
Cheating on each other with each other.
I like that you guys are talking and you're so far away from a microphone. Yeah. I don't know.
Jackson.
Thank you. Some champagne for Jackson. Adam's full on gone. Maitre d'. He's got a
maitre d'.
How do you say it?
Maitre d'.
Maitre d'.
Oh, thank you very much. Oh, they've served champagne exactly how I like it. All head, all foam.
That's incredible. Incredible stuff.
Good, because now the foam's gone down and it's really not much champagne in this glass.
Well, we got to be economical.
Dusha's just sat down with the only available microphone. So Adam and Zoe are going to have to yell.
So what's been been happening since I left?
We've talked about, we've read some suppy messages. Me, Adam, and Cass, we speed ran 5 shot upper seconds. Last one just sounded like this.
that's how shot upper seconds sounds to me.
I warned Hayden and Cash about the 3 fuckers on the main that they're going to have to deal with for the rest of
the show. And you're the 4th fucker now.
And I'm the 4th fucker on the main now.
Who's the other 3 fuckers?
You, obviously.
What do you mean?
What do you mean, who are the other 3 fuckers?
Are you the dumbest man in the room right now?
No.
Yeah, that's saying something.
Well, now that all the... Oh, Adam's going to take the bottle out.
Yeah, it's still got a bit of liquid in it, but we don't need it, so let's not have...
He's being responsible.
We keep being told not to have liquids in the studio.
Yeah,
and
good thing
time
we popped some champagne in.
Did you go through everyone's strengths and weaknesses?
No, I went through everyone's weaknesses.
Oh, okay.
Here's what I warned them against. Tell me if this is wrong, okay? I said, you're going to have to deal with Zoe falling asleep halfway through an episode.
I'm tired!
And coming back in and not knowing what we're talking about, getting bored.
Uh-huh.
You're going to have to deal with Dusha getting bored and going on his phone and then coming in halfway through a sentence and not having listened to the previous conversation. Just starting a new conversation that you get sucked into, and you're like, well, forget that. And you're going to have to deal with Adam being the cheekiest fucker in the land and derailing the episode from the get-go. But they said they'll deal with it, so that's good to hear.
Well, there was a shut up a second. One of the earlier ones I did was with Zoe and Adam, and I was so hungover that halfway through I had to run out of the room and do a big spew. And then I came back, and I was a lot perkier after my big spew, I tell you that.
Yeah, but you stupidly edited it out of the podcast.
I also didn't tell Zoe and Adam. I was like, I have to leave. And then I just left. I didn't have time. And then I came back. I'm like, all right, let's keep going.
There's been a couple of walkouts in Shut Up. It's like Adam's walked out because we started talking about a shit pool. That might have been me and you, Zoe.
A shit pool.
Do we have to repeat your way out of a pool that was now jelly?
Yeah.
Which is a shit corner.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Which is completely different.
Yeah.
So you're in a pool of jelly, you have to eat your way out.
Yeah,
and then
you're shitting in the corner meanwhile and the shit in the jelly mix. And
yeah.
Yeah. That's fine. That makes sense. Adam wasn't a fan.
Yeah.
Fair enough. It's done, Adam. We've stopped talking about the shit jelly. Dusha's loaded something new up on the smart TV. Look, it's been a great... He's loaded up the opening scene of the incredible film The Pest. a film with no relevancy to Shut Up a Second whatsoever. Thank God I'm out of this. Anyway, it's been a wonderful 10 years. Thank you, everybody, for coming along on the journey. Everybody in this room, but also everybody who listened for the last 10 years. It's fucked up. The Pest is playing in the background. All right, let's cheers. Let's call it.
See ya, Jackson.
See ya.
So long, goodbye, farewell. Fuck you.
Hey, I haven't actually seen a movie with that in it.
With what in it?
Saying goodbye to Jackson.
Yeah. Oh, okay. And on that note,
it was actually a throwback to the start of this episode. You weren't there yet.
Okay.
I've been Jackson.
I've been Hayden. Go on.
I have been Jill Dusha.
I've been Adam.
I've been Zoe B.
And I've been Cass.
And this has been The Pest.
See you around, everybody. So long, farewell. Good luck.